Masechet Yevamot, Daf Ayin Gimel. We start with what looks like a pretty simple question, but it's going to take us all day today and into the next daf to answer it. Ba'omineh merav sheshat, arel mahu b'ma'aser. The question is regarding ma'aser sheni. That's every farmer has to take the tenth of his produce on the first and second and fourth and fifth year. Take that to Jerusalem, and he eats it there. Everyone eats it, right? Kohen, Levi, Israel. He invites the Leviim, he invites the poor people to come and join him, and he can enjoy all this ma'aser, and he has to be eaten in Jerusalem. Good. So now the question is, can an uncircumcised person join in? Torah doesn't say anything about this. So we're not sure. We want to compare it to other equivalent cases to answer this question. So here are the two sides. Kihechi di alif pesach mi ma'aser li'inyan aninut. Yalef name ma'aser mi pesach li'inyan arelut. We know that there's already a connection between Pesach and ma'aser sheni, in that we learn Pesach from ma'aser sheni regarding an onen. So here's the pesukim regarding ma'aser sheni. This is the vidui that he says. It's right after the vidui bikurim, the famous one that we say in Passover in the Pesach Seder, Arami Oved Avi. Right after that, we have the vidui for Maaser Sheni. By the way, keep in mind, it's going to come up in a second, that there's vidui for both of these things, bikurim and Maaser Sheni. So here it is. In these years, when you take this Maaser, and you say the following, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayit. We're going to learn from every one of these phrases. So I got rid of all of the ma'aser from the house. We're going to learn this. This is a law of bi'ur, that you do in fact have to use it all up before the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah. And I shared it and so on. Lo achalti be'oni. This is the key phrase that we need. Ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten during aninut, when one is in mourning before the burial. So this is how we know it. Also says, lo be'ati menu betameh. That's going to be important, that you cannot destroy it, and when it's tumah, you can't benefit from it while destroying it. In other words, burn it for fire and use the fire. Okay, so now we know that ma'aser sheni cannot be an onen, cannot eat it. And we compared it to Pesach, and therefore onen also cannot partake in Korban Pesach. That we know. Now the question is, can we flip it around and learn the other way, learn one thing from the other? Learn from Pesach. We know that regarding Korban Pesach, uncircumcised person is out. Pasuk says that explicitly. We saw those pesukim. So can we learn the other way around? Maaser is also the same. Good. Now this would work if it's a gezerah shava that we're learning one from the other. Then the gezerah shava opens a channel and it works both ways. That's one side of it. And from there we will learn that maaser sheni cannot be eaten by an arel. Or maybe what we're learning here is not a gezerah shava, but a kal vachomer. And if it's a kal vachomer, so Korban Pesach is more chamur than ma'aser sheni. So we can learn Korban Pesach from ma'aser sheni, right? If this ma'aser sheni, which is kal, and has this law that nonen cannot eat it, all the more so Pesach. But the other way around, you cannot learn just because Pesach cannot, and Arel cannot eat it, maybe that's because it's chamur. Doesn't mean that ma'aser sheni, which is kal, that also an uncircumcised person cannot eat it. So then it would be permitted. So this is the two sides of the argument, and that they presented to Rav Sheshat. And Rav Sheshat is going to give an answer. And the answer is from a Mishnah. Amar le tini tuha. It's right there. It's a Mishnah. This is a mistake in here. It's not halah, but rather bikurim. And I'm going to show you the context of the Mishnah, because this is important. There is no Talmud Bavli for Sede Zera'im. And so this daf is going to be a lot of Zera'im, but you know we're fulfilling our mitzvah of learning Zera'im here through these dapim. So the Mishnah in Bikurim talks about Tiruma, Bikurim, and Ma'aser, these three, trifecta, and is comparing each of them. They all have some things in common that the other one doesn't, right? Which one of these things is not like the other? Well, they each have commonalities and differences. So the first Mishnah talks about what Tiruma and Bikurim have in common, but not Ma'aser. The second Mishnah compares Ma'aser and Bikurim, what they have in common, what's not true for Teruma. And the third Mishnah is what Teruma and Ma'aser have in common, which are not true for Bikurim. Okay, so you see that it's probably worth going and pausing and going and looking at that Mishnah Bikurim, Perek Bet, inside. And that will definitely clarify this. Okay, so here we go. Teruma v'abikorim. Just to predict the answer, Rav Sheshet is going to end up saying no, that an uncircumcised person cannot eat ma'aser sheni, because after all, it's not included in the following list. Okay, so what we're looking for is what's not here. Okay, good. So let's see. Hatiruma v'abikorim chayvim alehen mita v'chomesh v'asurin lezarim. Teruma and bikorim can only be eaten by the kohen. Tudumat, right? 1-2% of some of the produce, you give it to the Kohen. Bikurim also, the first fruit, you put in the basket, you give it to the Kohen. Only the Kohen can eat it, and not a Zar, not a non-Kohen. And if a non-Kohen does eat it, he has to pay an extra fifth as a penalty. All this is not true for Ma'aser Sheni, where everyone can eat Ma'aser Sheni. These two things, Teruma and Bikurim, belong to the Kohen. Like if he wants to do Kiddushin with it, it's his property. Not so Ma'aser Sheni is not the property of the owner. If Ma'aser or Bikurim get mixed up in regular food, it has to be less than 1 in 100, and then it's Batel. So that's a lot. It's very strong. Whereas Ma'aser Sheni, even if it just gets mixed in 1 in 2 for solids, like regular non-kosher and kosher, then you can eat it. So that's another way that those two are unlike Ma'aser. Sheni utunin rechisat yadayim v'arev shemesh. In order to eat teruma and bikurim, one has to wash his hands, because hands are considered sheni l'tuma, they make teruma tameh. And you also, if someone was a tevul yom, he was tameh, he went to mikveh during the day, he has to wait till it gets dark in order to eat teruma and bikurim. Not so for ma'aser sheni. That's no problem. A tevul yom can eat it. All these are true for Bitruma Bikurim, and they are not true for Ma'aser Sheni. Good, that's the list. Now let's analyze. V'im'ita, if it were true that Ma'aser Sheni could be eaten by an Arel, Nitni Arel Asur Bahen, Ma'asen Ken B'Ma'aser, then you should have included in the list and said, an Arel cannot eat Teruma and Bikurim, but can eat Ma'aser Sheni. Since it's not in this list, that shows that they all three of these types of food have in common. Adel cannot eat them. That's Rav Sheshet's brilliant proof. All right, good. Seems like a solid proof, except that how do you know this list is comprehensive? Maybe Tana Vishier. Maybe this list gave a whole bunch of examples, but there are others that did not include. So we challenge that. There's a general rule. If you're going to leave out an example, then you have to leave out at least two examples. It doesn't make sense to make a whole list, A, B, C, D, etc., if the etc. is only one item. Just write that one more item. It only makes sense to use an abbreviation if you want to leave out two or more items. So in order to prove that this list is not comprehensive, we have to show that it leaves out at least two items. Okay, so is there another item that's left out of this list? We say no, not in this Mishnah, but the next Mishnah, which are all connected, does leave out two things. And that shows that this series of Mishnayot in general is not comprehensive. And therefore, this first Mishnah is not comprehensive. So sorry, Rav Sheshet, there's no proof. All right, so what is the, let's spell out. What is left out from the next Mishnah? Here it is. Shir deka taneh sefa. We leave out in the sefa, what's called the sefa, and what we call Mishnah Bet. Yesh b'ma'aser u'b'bikurim ma'she'en ken v'truma. There are common denominators between ma'aser sheni and bikurim that are not true regarding teruma. What are they? So ma'aser u'b'bikurim te'onin haba'at makom. Ma'aser sheni and bikurim have to be brought to Jerusalem. Teruma doesn't have to. Teruma, you go to your local kohen and give it to him there. These brought to Jerusalem. Te'onin vidui. And you have to say the statement. Both of them are mentioned in Devarim chapter 26. Vasur leonen, and both ma'aser and bikurim, a mourner cannot have it. But teruma an onen is allowed to eat teruma. We proved that a couple of times earlier. That's all Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon permits the last one. He thinks that an onen is permitted regarding, well, not Maaseh Sheni. It says explicitly there, lo achalti be'oni. But regarding Bikurim, Rabbi Shimon says, Bikurim, it's okay for an onen to eat. Now back to Tanakama says, Vechayavin bebi'ur, both Maaseh and Bikurim, you have to get rid of any leftovers. You can keep, you can roll over from year one to two to three, but in the fourth year, you got to get rid of it. And then again, you can roll over after that, but in the seventh year, you have to eat or destroy any Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. And that's not true for Teruma. However, Rabbi Shimon poter, once again, regarding Bikurim only, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, you don't have to get rid of the Bikurim, but everyone agrees that it does not apply, Bior does not apply to Teruma. Okay, so that's the list. Ve'il, now the Gemara is commenting on it and says, Ve'ilu asur leva'er mehen betum'a, ואוכלן בתומעת עצמן לוקה, מה שאין כן בתרומה לוקטני, על מה תנה ושיער. But there are the two more things that could be listed on this list that are true and that it leaves out. One of them is that to destroy it bitum'a. If regarding tiruma, if it becomes tameh, you can take that tuma oil and burn it and use it for light. You're allowed to benefit from it. But regarding Maaseh Sheni Bikurim, that's not true. You cannot do that. And also, eating it bitumat atzman. If the item itself, there's two types of eating bituma. One is the person eating it is tameh, and the other that the food itself is tameh. So the food, the person cannot eat a bituma. Not only that, also if the food itself is tameh, one gets malkut. That's true for Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, but it's not true for Teruma. And now, though both of these propositions are differences are true, and yet they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. That proves this Mishnah is not comprehensive. Therefore, Mishnah Aleph is also not necessarily comprehensive. And sorry, Rav Sheshat, you don't have a proof that Maaseh Sheni cannot be in by an Arel. Maybe this is another difference between Maaseh Sheni and the others. It just happens not to be listed. Okay, so far we asked the question that Rav Sheshat, he proposed an answer and we rejected it. But now that we've cited this Mishnah, we want to explain some of the details of it, especially the Machalokot that we saw in this last Mishnah. We said, Vasurin le'onen, that regarding Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni prohibited to an onen. Rabbi Shimon Matir, he says Bikurim and onen can eat. What's his source? Minalehu tichtiv lo tuchal lechol bisharecha maasar deganecha vetiroshecha viyisarecha utrumat yadecha. Pasuk in Devarim Yud Bet, which is talking about centralization, and now there's going to be one place that is holy. So it says you cannot, once you get into Israel and you have that place, you cannot eat in any of your gates wherever you want. Maaser, that's Maaser Deganecha, that's Maaser Sheni. And also Terumat Yadecha, the giving of your hand. What is this referring to? V'amamor Terumat Yadecha Elu Bikurim. This is talking about Bikurim, not talking about Teruma. Right, Teruma you can eat anywhere. Terumat Yadecha Bikurim. Also, you have to can't have it in your gates. You have to bring it to Hamakom Hashirivchad, which now we know afterwards is Yerushalayim. Ve'itkash Bikurim lema'aser. So you see in this pasuk, this is all Rabbi Shimon's reading. It puts in one pasuk back to back Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. So therefore, we compare them. Maaseh Maaser Asur Leonen Af Bikurim Asur Leonen. So just like Maaseh Sheni and Onen cannot eat it. That's what it says in the pasuk regarding Maaseh Sheni explicitly. So to Bikurim. Okay, all that is Tanakama, not Rabbi Shimon. This is Tanakama who says that's prohibited in Maaseh Sheni and also Bikurim. We learn it from this pasuk. Okay, and how about Rabbi Shimon? Where are you going to learn that Maaseh? How come you think that Bikurim is permitted to and for an onen to eat? Rabbi Shimon, Teruma Karena Rachamana. It doesn't say Bikurim explicitly. It could have just said Bikurim. Instead, it calls Bikurim Terumat Yadecha. Everyone agrees that Terumat Yadecha refers to Bikurim. From the fact that the Torah uses the word the giving of your hand and uses the word teruma to describe bikurim means that we should compare it to teruma. Ma teruma muteret leonen, af bikurim mutar leonen. And that, so therefore, just like teruma and onen can eat, so to bikurim and onen can eat. So the question is, are we going to focus on this word itself, teruma, or the that's what Rabbi Shimon does, or the context where the beginning of the pasuk is compared to maaser sheni and compare it to that? That's what chachamim say. All right, we explained that part of it. Now, v'chayavin bebi'ur, you have to destroy before the fourth and seventh year. That applies to ma'aser sheni. That is says explicitly in the pasuk regarding, right, lo bi'adati. Bi'adati, and then it says lo bi'adati. That's for good for ma'aser sheni. However, what about bikurim? Rabbi Shimon Poter, he says, no, it doesn't apply to bikurim. Why? So mor makish, mor lo makish, the same reasoning that we had before. Tanakama compares them in this pasuk in Devarim. And so therefore, since ma'aser sheni, you have to get rid of in the fourth and seventh year, so too bikurim, that's compared. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, well, I'm not comparing them. These are not compared. Teruma is Tumat Yadecha's Bikurim. That's being compared to Teruma and not to Maaser Sheni. So it follows the same reasoning. Vasula ben mehen betuma veochlan betumat atzman loke. Now the Mishnah went on. So all this is a tangent because we Rav Sheshad brought in this Mishnah, and then from that Mishnah we said, is it comprehensive? No, because look at Mishnah Bet. That one's not comprehensive. Oh, so once we brought that Mishnah, now we're analyzing the rest of that Mishnah. And over there it says you cannot when you destroy it. And it, because it's tameh, you cannot benefit from that fire. And if you eat when it's tameh, when the food itself is tameh, you get malkut. These two things apply only to maaser sheni and bikurim, but not to teruma. Okay, teruma, you can benefit from it when you're lighting it, when you're burning it. And if you eat it while it's prohibited, it's not malkut. Minelan, how do we know this? Tanya, here's a braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo bi'arti menu betameh, ben shani tameh vehu tahor, ben shani tahor vehu tameh. So Rabbi Shimon says simply, since it says regarding ma'aser sheni, that I did not destroy it while tameh. So any sounds like any tameh. It doesn't matter whether I am tameh or the food itself is tameh. So therefore, either way, that's how we know. Okay, v'hecha muzhar al achilato enu yodea. But Rabbi Shimon continues and says, regarding a warning about eating, that I don't have a source for. You see, this is vidui, so it's more like the storytelling. Listen, this is what I did, this is what I didn't do. But can you punish someone based on what the Torah says about his admission? Don't we need also a warning specifically about eating? Right, this was about bi'ur, which focuses on destroying, not necessarily the regular eating. So he says, I don't know, I don't have a warning about this. Tum'at ha'guf behedja ketiv be nefesh asher tiga bo v'tame'a ad ha'arib v'lo yochad min ha'kodashim ki im rachas besaro b'mayim. Okay, so regarding your question, I can have an easy answer for half of it. If a person themselves, they are tame'a, can they eat maaser sheni, that is tahor, but they are tameh? That is an explicit pasuk in Vayikra that says any person that touches something and he becomes tameh, he cannot eat from kodashim. We're going to see on the next stuff that this applies to maaser sheni. Fine. So now if a person is tameh, that's the warning that he cannot eat maaser sheni. But how about if the maaser sheni itself is tameh and the person is tahor? How do you know that? Hachi kamer bayale tumat asmo minayin. Here it is. Talmud omar, lo tuchal lechol bisharecha ma'asar deganecha. Pasuk in Devarim Yud Bet says, you cannot eat in your own cities, ma'asir sheni. Rather, you have to bring it to Jerusalem. Good. Ovlalan omer, bisharecha tochalenu hatameh v'hatahor yachdav kasibi v'chayal. Later on in Devarim, it says regarding kodashim that become disqualified, so you have to redeem it, and then you can go and eat it in your city. So this is an opposite law. And when you eat it in your city, you can eat it, both a tameh person and a tahor person can sit together and eat it, and even though the tameh person is going to make it tameh, that's okay, because you can eat disqualified kodashim betum'ah. So now we have these two contrasting laws, and we're going to connect them. V'tana de Rabbi Ishmael. Afilu tameh v'hat v'tahor. Ochlinat shulchan echad b'karachat v'enan choshashin. The second pasuk refers to a person who is tameh and a person who is tahor can eat on one table together, even from one dish, and they don't have to worry, even though they don't touch each other, but the tameh person will touch the food, and the food will become tameh. Nevertheless, the tahor person can eat the tameh food regarding kodeshim. That are pasul. V'kamar chamana hahu damri la chatam bisharecha tochelenu hacha lo techul. And the point here is to contrast that if you're eating it outside Jerusalem in your cities, then it's permitted for a tahor person to eat tameh food. So regarding Maaseh Sheni, where it says you cannot eat it in your city, but rather only in Jerusalem, that comes along with the opposite of eating it outside of Jerusalem. And so that means outside of Jerusalem, you can eat the tameh food. In Jerusalem, which is Maaseh Sheni, you cannot eat it when the food is tameh, even if you are tahor. So that's how we learn it from the contrast with that, with this other law. Okay, brilliant. Ma she'en ken bitruma. Now, all this is not true regarding teruma. Minelan. What are we analyzing? Remember, now we're not even just analyzing the Mishnah and Bikurim Bet. We're analyzing the other cases that are not mentioned in that Mishnah that it could have mentioned. And so they are regarding teruma, that it can, if it becomes tameh, it can be burnt and you can use benefit from that fire. Even though it's tameh. So the question is, minelan, how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Abhu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kera, lo bi'arti mimenu betameh. Regarding Maaseh Sheni in the Vidui, it says, I did not destroy or burn the Maaseh Sheni while it was tameh. So that's not allowed. Now it says the extra word here, mimenu, from it. That is a limiting word. Mimenu iatamavir. So I know that Maaseh Sheni, I'm not allowed to do that, but there must be something else that is permitted. So what is it limiting the prohibition to? Avalatamavir shemen shel teruma shenitma. So it means that the prohibition is limited to Maaseh Sheni, but teruma is permitted. Good, that makes sense, but we challenge it. Ve'ema mimenu iatamavir avalatamavir shemen shel kodesh shenitma. How do you know that this limitation is limiting the prohibition to Maaseh Sheni to permit teruma? Maybe the word mimenu is limiting the prohibition so that you could permit kodesh, that something that was consecrated to be sacrificed and became tameh, that you are allowed to burn and benefit from it. And so it's coming to permit kodesh nitma and not teruma. So we answer no. Lav kavachomer hu. It's kavachomer. Mama said hakal amra Torah lo bi'arti menu betameh kodesh chamur lo kol sheken. If regard Maaseh Sheni, which is more lenient, and the Torah says you cannot burn it and benefit from, so all kodesh, which is much more stringent, all the more so I cannot burn it and use it. Okay, that makes sense. But yachid teruma nameh kavachomer hu. But then that will, we can use that same logic to break the original derivation that we used to permit teruma. Because after all, teruma is also more stringent in general than Maaseh Sheni. So we should say, though, teruma, if Maaseh Sheni you cannot burn, teruma also you cannot burn. Okay, b'haketi mimenu, but the word mimenu has to exclude something from the prohibition. So it should be teruma. So now we say umaraita. How'd you decide to exclude one over the other? How do we know that we should permit teruma? Maybe the pasuk is permitting kodesh that became tameh. So we answer mistabra kodesh lo mima'atena sheken pan ka'achas. Because a kodesh can't be the one, because kodesh has a lot of stringencies. It has the following six stringencies that are noted by this mnemonic. Each one of these letters stands for something else. So kodesh that became tameh is kodesh in general has the following stringencies. Pigul, if the kohen is offering it has bad intentions and he intends to eat it outside of the time, then it becomes disqualified. Notar, if it passes over the time limit, then it's no good anymore. It is a korban that you're actually offering, unlike other things like Maaseh Sheni, that you're not actually offering it in the Beit HaMikdash. Me'ila, if someone benefits from a korban, they violate me'ila, which is a serious violation. Karet, if someone eats it who's not allowed to, then they get karet. And also an onen cannot eat kodesh. So you see, this has six various stringencies. So it makes sense that we should not permit kodesh to be burnt. And instead, we should allow teruma. That's the one that the permission is granted to, teruma. And now we argue the other way around. Adraba, teruma, lo mema atena. No, maybe teruma is the one that we should be stringent on, because after all, sheken machpaz. Teruma has the following four stringencies. Mita, vechomesh, ve'en lapidjon, v'asura lezarim. If someone benefits from teruma, who's not allowed to, on purpose, then they get mita, bide shamayim, which is less than karet. If they do it not on purpose, then they have to pay an extra fifth. And it does not have pidjon. You cannot redeem it. If you want to, you know, move it, transfer it, you cannot redeem it. And non-kohanim cannot use it. Cannot benefit from teruma. So it has these four strings. So maybe teruma is the one that we should say you're not allowed to burn and benefit from the burning. No, hanach nefishin, the one for kodesh, that was six of them. There's only four of them. So therefore, we know from the pasuk lo and maaseh sheni that mimenu, all something applies to maaseh sheni, and we're gonna permit some other case. So the one other case we can permit is teruma, because in general that's less stringent than kodeshim. V'betema karet adifa. Another answer is that karet is better. It doesn't mean it's better. It means it's more severe. And so karet, which applies in kodesh, is more severe. That shows that kodesh has the more severe one. So that's the one that we are going, that's going to be prohibited. And so the one that we're going to permit from the pasuk of mimenu is going to be teruma. Because that does not have karet, but only mita bidei shamayim. And so just based on that alone, besides the six and four, just from the punishment alone, will tell us that this is the permission to burn teruma and benefit from teruma. All right, now just one last case to clarify, to bring a proof for ve'ochlan bitumat atzman loke mashen ken bitruma, regarding maaseh sheni and bikurim. If someone eats those items while that food is tameh, even if the person is tahor, they get malkut. That does not apply to teruma. How do we know? Milkahu de la lakeha isura ika minelan. Okay, it's true, you don't get malkut for eating teruma when the teruma is tameh, but how do we know it's even prohibited at all? Amar kera bisharecha tochelenu. Regarding kodashim that become disqualified, that you can eat in your cities, hatameh v'hatahor, and the tameh person will make the food tameh, and the tahor person can eat it anyway. That applies only to kodashim that became disqualified. Lezeh v'lo l'acher, but it excludes another case. Which other case? Teruma, which is also a holy food that is compared, but here it's excluded. V'lo l'acher. So therefore, teruma, even though it becomes tameh, nevertheless may not be eaten. V'la. So this is v'lav haba michalal aseh. This is formulated as naseh bisharecha tochelen. You can eat it there. We only infer that there is another type of holy food, teruma, that you cannot eat bituma. And so that has the force of an aseh, but if one violates an aseh, he does not get lashes. And so that's the source of that second law. That ends the long tangent we went on regarding the second Mishnah. But now we're going to go all the way back to that first Mishnah, where we asked that question of Rav Sheshat all the way in the beginning regarding maaseh sheni, can an arel eat it? And Rav Sheshat said, must be the answer is no, because it's not included in Mishnah Aleph, which talks about Tiruman Bikurim, what they have in common. That's different from Maaseh Sheni. If Maaseh Sheni was permitted for an Arel, then it would have been included in that list. Since it doesn't include, it means that all three, Tiruma, Bikurim, and Maaseh Sheni, are all prohibited for an Arel to eat. Then we said, wait, maybe it's not a comprehensive list. We only brought a proof that it's not comprehensive from Mishnah Bet, not from Mishnah Aleph. So Rav Asher wants to go back now. Ma Rav Asher, Meresha na mishmat mina de taneh v'shiyed. Forget the second Mishnah. I can, even from the first Mishnah itself, there are some things that are left out of that Mishnah that are true for Tiruman Bikurim and not for Maaser Sheni. And therefore, there's really no proof from Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat really has no proof from there. because it could have easily left out Arel too, since it left out some other things. So what are those items that are left out? Medela katane venohagim bishar shene shavua vehenahem pijon ma she'en ken b'maaser shema'minam. Teruma and bikurim apply during all the years of Shemitah. They don't take a break. You have to give Teruma and Bikurim during all the years, which is not true of Maaseh Sheni, which is only in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years. So that's one thing that Teruma and Bikurim have in common. That's not true for Maaseh Sheni. And also redemption. You cannot redeem Teruma and Bikurim. You can redeem Maaseh Sheni. If you have a lot and you live far away, you can't carry it. You redeem it for money and you carry the money to Jerusalem and you buy food in Jerusalem. So that's another thing. And those are not true regarding Maaseh Shema Mina. So now we have conclusive proof that even Mishnah, not only Mishnah Bet, but even the Mishnah Aleph is not comprehensive. Since it's not comprehensive, Rav Shashat cannot use it as a proof from the fact that it left out an Arel. And therefore, right now, we do not have an answer to the original question that we asked. Can an uncircumcised person need Maaseh Sheni? We don't know, but we'll see a whole bunch of proofs on the next daf. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.